Now stop me if you've heard this one before, but the right-of-center Civic Democrats have just unveiled their latest proposal for a new pro-reform government. The Civic Democrats will hold talks with the other political parties next week before taking the proposal to President Václav Klaus. So does it stand a greater chance of success than the party's first attempt to form a government, which ended in failure last month? Rob Cameron joins me now in the studio. Rob, we've heard so many proposals and potential cabinets over the last 6 months, and all of them have come to nothing. What's different about this one?
Well, I hate to say it, Dieter, but probably not much. It certainly has a very grand title. The Civic Democrats are calling their proposal Seven Magnificent Reforms for the Future, covering such areas as public finance reform, pensions and healthcare. But what's less clear is who would be in this government. There's speculation in the newspapers that the Civic Democrats would have five cabinet seats, plus, of course, keeping the post of Prime Minister. Five seats would go to the Social Democrats, two would go to the Christian Democrats, and the rest to non-partisan figures.
Now, for some, it wouldn't sound so unreasonable. Others, including you, don't sound too optimistic.
No, we've been here before, really, Dieter. Also, some of what the Civic Democrats are proposing is very controversial. Peter Joost lectures in politics at Charles University.
If we count the members of parliament for each political party, if we take into account what's the parliamentary mathematics, we clearly see that there has to be agreement between Civic Democratic Party and the Social Democratic Party. Without Social Democrats, Civic Democrats will not be able to form any government. And then we are actually going back to what this program proposes. It proposes, for example, flat tax, which is something that Social Democrats don't want even hear about. There are issues which are very controversial. Therefore, I think that this program will probably not be a base for any stable government.
So, Rob, what's been the response so far to the Civic Democrats' proposal?
Well, the three parties that the Civic Democrats will hold high-level talks with on Monday, the Social Democrats, the Christian Democrats and the Greens, are making encouraging noises, but they've done that before, so really that doesn't mean much. The Civic Democrat leader, Mirek Topolánek, says that when President Klaus comes back to Prague next week, he will present him with one of two potential proposals, a cabinet that will have guaranteed majority support in Parliament, or one that won't. And there are already reports in the media that Mr. Klaus would be against some of the names on the list of ministers. So hence my lack of optimism.
It's been more than 6 months since the elections and we still don't have a viable government. How much longer, really, can this go on?
Well, not that much longer, I think it's fair to say. Certainly January the 1st, 2007 will be a milestone, if nothing else, because people have almost completely lost interest in what their politicians are doing. Indeed, in today's Mladá Fronta Dnes, for example, Mr. Topolánek's latest plan doesn't even appear on the front page. It's tucked away on page 4. And even political scientists, people whose job it is to study this situation, such as, say, Peter Joost, admit that at times they really just don't know what's going on.
Actually, several times during the after-election crisis, after-election talks, I have said in some kind of joke that I'll probably return my diploma. It was said in kind of joke, but it kind of symbolizes what even we, the political scientists, the political analysts, think about the whole issue. And we should analyze this and comment and provide some information to wide public. And the wide public expects from us that we will tell them how it is. We will explain them how it is, but sometimes we don't even understand how it is.
Political commentator Peter Joost. Rob, thanks very much for giving us that update.